All right, so now this is very exciting. The last one. Last one till we resume again. Kuf Chav Zayin Simcha. Simcha. And again, constantly stressing the importance of being thoughtful, being mindful of the incredible brachos we're all blessed to have beyond measure. And without thinking about it, without giving a thought, we have a very just robotic existence, and a lot of times get cranky and salty. But it takes work. It takes work. Amru Chazal. Who's the wealthy person who's happy with his portion? Why is this called wealth? Why is the world called Ashirus? It's very interesting. True, he might have simcha. Does he have more possessions? How do you understand this? Person has $1 million. Aval na'ub aron v'nevar miftach. They're closed in a locket and the key's lost. Ve'im lo shum tachbu lasig et kaspo. Let's say a person has $1 million, but it's in a locker and you don't have the key and you have no chance of recovering it. Ha'im lozei krashir. Is that a wealthy person? He has $1 million, but he has no way to possibly access it. Va'adei shalo. Sharei'im lo shum shlita on the chasav. Absolutely not. He has no control over his property, over that $1 million. Why do people want more stuff? The more I have, the more possessions I have, the happier I'll be. But it doesn't depend at all on the quantity of the amount of property somebody has. He says, rather, I'm exactly opposite. The more things you have, the more worry. So what does it depend on? Elu b'kama adam makir tatov sheminichasav. When does a person have simcha? When he recognizes all the good he has, with all his stuff, everything that God bless him with. V'zeo kavanasam, this is the intention. Mi nikra ashir, who's a wealthy person, sheishol shlita mechasav, that he has control over his property, akadekach sheapik mehem simcha, that it gives him true joy. That's ashirus. When you're wealthy, when your possessions, whatever you have, gives you true joy, and you're happy with what you have, because you, so to speak, have control over it. You know it's yours, and you're happy about it, and you're satisfied with it, and you're grateful, and you're appreciative for it. That's the true simcha. That's the true ashiris. It's not locked away. It's not this thing of this game, I need more, 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 and you're never happy. I'm so rich because what I have, I know I have, I recognize it, I identify it, and I'm so ecstatic about it. If a person doesn't recognize everything that he has is a chesed from Hashem, he'll never be happy. He'll never be happy because we're always going to want more. We're always going to be salty. Everything's always going to be taking off the train. But if a person recognizes everything he has is a chesed from Hashem, everything I have is from Hashem, hatova meitiv, yelo simcha tzuma, be tremendous joy. My family, my health, my social situation, my clothing, my eyesight, my hearing, my athletic ability, my academic ability, my whole life, the camps, the school I've gone to, I get to go out with friends. If you keep thinking about it, it should lead to immense joy. And our job is to open up our eyes to see the true world of chesed that's literally placed right in front of us. Ah, yes, kol gadol.